Hello. What's up? Thank you for the mandatory claps. You will be rewarded with the clap paps. I don't know if I'm getting trolled or not here. Yeah, I think so. All right, friends. How y'all doing? Ranger, you just keep up for a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact that you guys didn't lean into the torturing Asher, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah, come on.
What kind of goonies are you? All right, wow. Shots fired, dude. Damn.
All right, friends. I got a new fleet to announce. Are you ready for Sweeples, a.k.a. Broom Fleet? We are bringing in Sweeples. They're pretty awesome for small ships. They beat up retries. We're bringing in the Sweeples. They got a big buff recently. It makes sense. We're actually running. I don't know if we're doing it right now or have we stood down. We have a Maelstrom fleet out right now as well. We announced that last week, I believe. So some doctrine refreshes and some more coming down the line. All right, cool. Firetails went, dude. Firetails is such a cool looking ship.
I'm sad it's not lasers and gofeshers, but yeah.
Sorry, Apple. All right, friend, just a reminder that if you are experiencing some rude behavior on comms, you can reach out to Minicom. There are people there to help you if someone is being super rude. We don't have a lot of complaints, and that's a good thing, but just be aware that that is an option if there's a problem going on. And now since Feeples, I already told you guys about that. Want to give a shout out to people who are defending Scalding Pass, other Home Sov from the harassment attacks. We do have a bounty on Entosis. So if you kill a ship with an Entosis module on it, you get money. Just turn it in, turn in your kill mail. If you're the final blow, you get the money. There's Killer's Link and a Griffin you can jam out with. And yes, Feeples will be in SC Doctrine, which makes sense. All right, I saw a request from someone asking to get their friend unblacklisted because it was a different friend. I don't know. It was a whole thing. I don't remember the exact story, but I wanted to tell you guys the story of Cat Piss Everdeen. Are you guys familiar with Cat Piss Everdeen? It's not a story a Jedi would tell you. It's been a while. This is not the person. It just reminded me of the story. I figured this is a good time to share some of our ancient history. So back in the day, you could post any kind of fundraiser you wanted on goonfleet.com. Like, oh, hey, my dog is sick, my aunt is sick, my whatever is sick, can you donate money? That is now illegal. You have to come and request the approval before doing it. And the reason is because of Cat Piss Everdeen. Cat Piss Everdeen was a degenerate gambling addict. He took his real life money, converted it into ISK, and then gambled it all away at the Eve casinos, which were a thing. And he would lose billions and billions of ISK in game from converted money. And would do this all the time. And he was one of the person who was always telling you when he won something. Someone's hit me up and saying it's a different person. I don't think that's correct. But I'm going to go on like that I am correct. If it's a different person, and I will apologize to this person later, but I think I'm right. So maybe say Caruso. Oh, did I have the wrong person? Anyway, our C name, he was a degenerate gambling addict, and he posted a Kickstarter, whatever. No, it was a GoFundMe type thing. A GoFundMe saying, my wife is sick, and I need to raise $2,000 for her treatment. You know, and this is, I don't remember what the ailment was, but it was pretty serious. And goons, who are, you know, quite kind people, donated $2,000 to this man's sick wife. Well, come to find out, he took that $2,000 and converted it into Plex and then gambled it all away at Summer Blink. Took all the money, gambled it all away. And we banned him. And then, so what really brought this to mind was after we found this out, we banned having fundraisers just being free for all posted because we didn't like people getting taken advantage of. And someone asked, did he even have a wife? And this is the funny part. His relative came and messaged us about a month and a half later and said, is it okay? They came in and messaged us and said, hey, I just want you to know that I'm the neighbor of this guy. We live on the same street. I've never played EVE before, but, you know, he told me he got banned. So he sold me all of his characters and all of his stuff. And I would like to join Goonswarm Federation. And if our IPs are similar, it's because we live on the same street. So I would love to be unbanned. Please unban this character. By the way, I'm a totally new person. So as you can imagine, we did not unban this totally new person. Justice for that man. He was just the neighbor who paid a lot of money that was probably gambled away to join another group. When I saw, you know, when I see blacklist requests, like, oh, you know, it was my roommate or whatever, I always immediately think of this situation. And this is also, so now you know the history of why some blacklist requests are like, uh-huh, sure. And also why there are no unapproved fundraisers on our forums. Speaking of forums, we are doing a major infrastructure upgrade today, immediately starting after the fireside. Jabber and Mumble will be going down for a brief blip TM. So we will be doing mere moments, guys. Don't worry, like a minute for sure. Nothing will go wrong. Nothing will go wrong. Going to be... These will be the last things dropped. The Jabber and Mumble are going to be the last things dropped at the upgrade. These are like huge infrastructure upgrades. We are totally redoing everything on the back end. It's going to give us a ton more capacity. Thank you guys who donated. Donations and funded this kind of upgrade. And it's been a work in a while. And this is certainly something that we couldn't have engaged in a major conflict without these upgrades. Our stuff is so far over capacity right now. It's insane. If you've seen Mumble drop or Jabber drop, we have added a ton of people. We were looking at those numbers today. We've added an insane number of people to our systems. We've added a lot of capacity, a lot of programs, and we are basically the old hamster is creaking. So we're going out to a swift new battle hamster. It's actually the neighbor of the old hamster, and we're unbanning them and taking over our new systems. So after the fireside, there probably won't be immediate disruption, but do not be surprised if Mumble goes down, if Jabber goes down. It could be a little while, but I have been told it will be a brief blip TM. All right. That's everything I wanted to talk about on my agenda today. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and throw them out. I will try my best to answer them. Yeah, we are going to be doing... a large language model. It's going to be trained on the Goon forums, the Goon wiki, and everything you guys post in Jabber. It will be an amazing large language model.
That's going to get banned in 2 seconds?
Lorraine throws me a softball and says, what's up with Horde these days? They lose members, they don't fight anything at all. WTF. It's a good observation, Lorraine. Their numbers are definitely going down. By the way, 666 people on the fireside right now. Their numbers are going down. I would say that I wouldn't hubris. Don't talk too crazy. These guys have a really strong core, and I do think that they're basically starting to figure out that they have to do something. But you know, we are watching it closely, and I assure you that behind the scenes, it's being talked about all the time. Mifune says, I haven't read this all, so hopefully it's not terrible. Mifune says, did you hear about the guy last year who got a car for $1 because he convinced the dealership's AI website tool to make the deal? Dude won the impending lawsuit and actually got the car for the dollar plus his legal fees. That's awesome. And that's how it should be. You know, if you want to offload from human people, then you accept the downsides of it, right? Dominark says there is a Midwest meetup next Friday. Come join us in Des Moines, Iowa. For some reason, I thought that was this weekend, but there you go. If for some reason you've decided to live in Iowa or live near Iowa, go there. By the way, road trips are great. Don't you guys agree? I just like to say that because I know we have a lot of Euros in here who don't understand the glory of road trips. Darth Killer says, Asher, does this unit have a soul? What's up, Kaz?
I was just, of course, I was immediately baited into oppressing Euros.
Yeah, I know
I do legitimately agree road trips are bomb.
You're a road trip enjoyer, I know. You know who's like the road trip enjoyer is Soapleb.
I have a road trip in Europe, as a matter of fact. I have crossed countries driving on the Autobahn. I have crossed borders.
Yeah, Beyond brings up one of my favorite jokes. To an American, 100 years is a long time. To a European, 100 miles is a long distance. And I've always thought that was extremely true.
So for your Euros, that's 160 kilometers.
We just put kilometers in there. It works either way.
I did get a request for a shout-out for new instructors for Gooniversity. So if you guys are interested in helping to teach all of our newbies, the Gooniversity is always looking for new instructors to do classes, to do all those kind of things to help get our people up to speed on all of the new things.
Adhamhanan says, any chance future LucasFrax could be scheduled more towards Saturday than Friday? U.S. time zone working people had very little time. Okay. Yeah, you guys just blew the top off on Locust. We were not expecting that level of uptake. So we thought we had apportioned the moons appropriately. And we clearly did not. Like, you guys killed it. Yeah.
I don't, they're always oppressing Euros, and finally Euros don't get oppressed and somebody else is complaining. I don't understand this.
I do love oppressing Euros. You are right. No, you guys killed it. Good job on that. We will try to work it out. We are going to work it out better next time. We have one in a month that'll be run a little differently. We need more moons, so we need more space.
You're right. Drone regions?
We should move. Oh, sorry. You're right, we should move.
God damn it, Kazanir.
I'm not saying move. The point of Locust is you don't have to move. We just have to go up and munch on Ethereum reach once every 2 months. Let's get her done.
All right. Let's see. Let's re-inmec to the scroll back. Holy shit, Goons, how do you have 700 barges? That's a good question. Asher, can we buy, sell supers in our Mullen? Kaz or Apple, I think you guys know the answer to that.
Yeah, I'll take that. So we have restricted that only because we don't want people to get screwed over. Which means by screwed over, what I mean is someone gets their super out of asset safety in Ermelin, they sell it to someone who does not realize that they will have extreme difficulty in transporting it. And then that person is set. But there are obvious exceptions, right? We had a sale recently where the person who was buying it to use as a nano super in Dell and possibly lose gloriously. They know what they're doing. Good for them. Sale approved. No problem at all. We just don't want people to be stuck. So if you have a super and you actually want to move it, feel free to contact me privately and we will see what can be done about that.
This gentleman, who I think his name is It's Yasir, but I'm choosing to say it's It Yas Sir, asks, will Beehive be up or Locust will still be up for the entire weekend? I think Locust is totally done, so Beehive will be up, but it won't be up while we're doing a new upgrade on our infrastructure. And indeed, Yas Sir. All right, we had a question about Horde and Brothers of Tengra dropping in high numbers. So there have been several corps leaving Horde. They have gone to various places. You can go find out on Dotland where they've gone. Some of them might surprise you. But yeah, that's why they're dropping. There are a lot of people leaving Horde at the moment.
MJ is not the state team from Horde anymore. Sorry.
Lorraine asks, how much wins Shishi needs to win to become a Yokozuna? Shishi is really low rank, so he'd need to win a lot. You might be thinking about Nishiki, who is also Ukrainian. He needs to win You probably need to win the next tournament and then win two in a row after that, presumably. He's not Ozuki. He needs to win this next tournament to be promoted to Ozuki. Do we claim Amy a paid actor, by the way? If not, we should. No, I mean, she's not a big fan of us. It's just that I think she's just reporting on what she saw on Horde. She did do a video on us and a comparison some years ago, or maybe a year ago or so. I know a couple of people in here joined because of that video. So, but yeah, we're certainly not not a paid actor because I don't think she likes us very much either. When will I join the ranks of sumo to meet your idols? Good question. I'd like to do that. There's a great video of like regular athletes fighting sumo wrestlers, and it's pretty hilarious because they're awful. Emp says never meet your idols, which is, by the way, fantastic advice. If you've ever met, you know, some famous people, it's almost always a letdown. This is why I don't show up at Goon Meets.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Yeah. How did you go off in the past? I knew what you were thinking, Sniper. I knew it was coming. Well, services are down. Should I do smart things in my capital? Yeah. Just go roam around. What could happen? On the topic of Eve Meets, there is an Eve Meet in London on the 1st November. That's cool.
And don't forget Amsterdam in the weekend of 14, 15 November. Etc. There are still some tickets, but I hear they're going pretty fast. So, like, if you want to go to Eve Amsterdam, buy your ticket. There's a link on the forum.
Which time is that, Apple? 14th and 15th of September?
November. 14th, 15th, and 16th.
I was like, isn't that like in like almost a year? Okay, gotcha. November. When will the servers be going down? Starting right after this, CJ, but. We don't have an exact time on when Mumble and Jabber will actually go down because they're going to be doing sort of some of the back-end stuff first. And we anticipate that Mumble will be the very last thing to go down and then hopefully come back up pretty quick.
Yeah, so you'll see Geis and the forums either go offline or be read-only right away. They'll be in maintenance mode. All of that stuff will start to move, and then basically Jabber and Mumble go last once everything else is ready. The only thing is if you've moved a channel on Mumble or something in the last 5 days, those were rolling back to a checkpoint for Mumble. That's all. You'll start to see stuff right away. One thing I did want to mention, we didn't get this on the agenda, and we don't advertise this like we used to because it's not our thing that we're running anymore, but EVE Vegas is next weekend. I happen to live here, so if you are here or you're visiting, you'll see me. Eagle Claw is also here. I don't know who else is coming, but there will be a lot of EVE people here. So if you want to impromptu come down to Vegas and just hang out, it's in a week.
Cool. I have a couple of questions about the CSM, and we do have a ballot that you guys will exercise your free right to vote exactly how we tell you, in the exact way we tell you. That should be coming out soon. We will be releasing the ballot for giving you guys a total choice of who to vote through 1 through 10, as long as it's exactly the ballot that we give you. We're always really good. Go ahead, Sniper.
Oh, I was just going to say the dates on that. Who has been... So submissions are still open for another few days, so you'll see a lot more like... random people, who actually gets approved to run is on the 10th. The campaign period is the 10th to the 26th. And then voting opens on the 27th. And voting is open for 2 weeks this year, which is new.
Yeah. So we have a pretty long time before then.
Kaz, we're going to do some like interviews and stuff, aren't we? Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. So I am term limited for those who don't know. Thank heavens I don't have to do this anymore. But I'm planning to be active throughout the campaign season. You'll probably see a lot of CSM related stuff on the meta show starting next week, right? It's less than a week away that the candidate announcement is. So yep. Be prepared to hear even more from me until they finally kick me off.
Yeah, we'll be doing some campaigning. The CSM, while it is not as powerful as some people think. You are not a junior EVE developer when you join the CSM. They're still an important group. And they're just important in sort of soft power ways where, we want to be able to have people who can sanity check the CCP ideas. I think probably the greatest description of the CSM that I have ever heard is that you don't know how successful they are because you don't know the terrible ideas that did not get implemented. And I think that's more of the balance that you can't go on the CSM and say, hey, I think the Maelstrom should have this and this and this and this or whatever. It doesn't really work like that. But when they say, hey, we have this idea that we're going to, you know, whatever terrible CCP idea they have. And they're like, just that's the worst thing I've ever heard. That's where the CSM is actually really, really valuable. But yeah, we expect to be ramping that up in the next few weeks. Yeah, we are definitely pro golden ammo and loot boxes. Definitely mark that down. That's a quote from me. Put it on Reddit.
Yikes.
Yeah. I like stirring the pot here. All right, friends. I think that is mostly all the questions I've been fielding here. Looks like we're not getting much host other than some CSM talk. Someone asked about Maelstroms. We actually use them today. Am I pro adding AI to Eve? That is like a really broad question. GARPA? I don't know what GARPA means, like in this context. Are you talking about GTS or something else? Oh, yeah. I would like, GARPA does, GTS crashes a lot, and I don't know if that's been fixed or not. That's just something that, you know, you need something to work on. All right, friends. We're going to shut it down now. We'll start working on our server upgrades, so don't be surprised if there's intermittent outages. I will see you in 3 to 4 weeks when Jabber comes back up and Mom comes back up. You guys have a great week.